are you going to tomorrow?
Pulling 10 teeth at one time.
10 teeth?
Mm-hmm. Well, they better give you some pain meds. Shit.
It ain't but 10 in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Are they going to give you a whole new set?
Dentures?
That's what they did for my uncle, too. The ones he had left, they just took them out and they put brand new ones, the whole mouth. And then they colored them so that they weren't, like, too white. Made them look natural. And it was really cool because it looked like his just had, you know, his teeth.
I've only been to the dentist twice in my life. This is the third time.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're 72 years old and you've been to the dentist twice in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I never had a toothache or nothing like that. My teeth just got old and just, you know, got loose over years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I mean, I haven't been in quite a few years either.
I'm definitely afraid of the dentist because I had a very horrible experience with a dentist about 15 or 20 years ago.
Really? 15, 20 years ago is... Why'd you pass it to her?
Because I just had that one.
Oh.
Excuse me.
That's the 2000s.
Well, no, it was like 1990, maybe 8, okay. 97, something like that.
20 years ago, then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I graduated high school.
Yep.
22 years ago.
I got all four of my wisdom teeth taken out at the same time, and this one on the bottom wasn't ready. And all I can remember is opening my eyes, and it looked like they were taking a wrench in.
They probably were.
And... It's not
going to
do it.
It pops?
Yeah, it cracks all the time now, ever since then. They got it out.
So they prescribed this pill, this real little. And I was supposed to take this pill tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock. My appointment's at 10 o'clock. And I can't drive. A friend of mine is going to take me and pick me up.
It's probably Ativan or something to calm me down.
He said, you're not going to feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're going to be like in a twilight zone. I was like, oh,
guarantee
really?
You, it's a benzo.
Or, yeah, opiate.
Xanax.
I looked at the name. It was Ativan, a weird name. It was a weird... Say that one.
Ativan.
That might have
been. Valium. Klonopin.
It might have been the Ativan.
It was Klonopin. Klonopin and Valium are the same. Well, Klonopin, you know, Valium is one of the most, like... Like, it...
I've taken
if you don't
all.
Know it's Valium, it doesn't work. Like, if I give you pills and say they're just pills, and I don't tell you that it's Valium...
It's not true.
No, it's like a placebo effect. Something about Valium, for most people, doesn't work.
Well, back in the day...
I take Valium.
I know, but it works. You're taking it.
No, I mean, my anxiety goes away.
No, I get that. But my point is, it works. It's a drug that works. I'm not saying that it doesn't work.
It's actually a controlled substance.
I get that. What I'm saying, though, is that there was a study done that showed that if you gave people Valium, like there was a study done a long time ago where if you gave people Valium and they didn't know they were getting Valium.
Oh, placebo. Experiment.
Right, not yet.
It was Valium, but they didn't know what it was.
Right, they didn't know what it was. It doesn't affect them in the same way as the person who knew they were getting Valium. When you know it's Valium, it affects you differently than when you don't know it's Valium. So
your body gives you a sense of calm because you're calm. You're taking a calm pill.
It helps with the placebo
pill.
Effect, yes. But either way, it's one of those, like, it's just in the body itself is miraculous in that sense about what it can do.
Well, long-term use of Valium leads to Alzheimer's.
That's true.
And my aunt's been on Valium for almost 2 decades. Aunt Tony.
Really?
Yes. And she takes the same amount
as
me.
Is that the same one they've been giving out since the 60s?
Yep.
Yeah.
My uncle
it's different strengths, but
yeah.
Yeah.
He used to go to rehab for Valium all the time.
It's been around a long time.
What were Quaaludes were the
so
one
that was like
that's a muscle
Vicodin.
Relax. That's a muscle relax.
Oh, is it? Okay, so Flexerol.
So they don't have that anymore, but it's big and fucking... Like this one South African, like some
man.
South African country, it's huge.
I had a hell of an experience with that shit, man. It was not cool
with
at all.
Quaaludes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't sell those pills anymore. Like,
this chick wanted me to fuck her, and I wouldn't fuck her. And we were friends for about 2 years. All of a sudden, she wants to go to bed and fuck, and I didn't really want to fuck her. There was nothing wrong with it, don't get me wrong. And so... She invited me over to dinner one night. I went over there for dinner. We used to kiss and shit all the time. Went over there for dinner and stuff, you know. And so she came over to, like, kiss me. And when she put a volume on the tip, with a Quaalude,
yeah,
on the tip of her tongue.
Yeah.
And I felt her tongue go down my throat. And I felt something. And she sat back and started laughing. I couldn't get it up. I couldn't get it out. I couldn't get it out. I tried. I stuck my finger up.
It was a horrible thing to do.
I couldn't get it out. Oh, and about...
He's sitting there choking.
In about 35 or 40 minutes, I felt like a fucking puppet. And I was in some kind of fucking play. I mean, your skin don't feel right. You move weird. Feels like you're walking on marshmallows. It was fucked up, man.
All the actresses and everybody used to take that back then.
I hated that shit.
It was like...
I don't like downers.
It was like... Pills were like... That was the thing before, like, cocaine and everything.
Oh, it was all types of pills.
Everybody took all these pills.
Christmas trees, Black Beauties, Truanols, Secanols. It was
blue
tons.
And red. Remember when Fight Club says blue and red, Truanols, lipstick,
Christmas
red,
trees, Christmas trees. It was tons of pills. I tried all of them one time, and I didn't like none of them.
That's how I played it in high school.
One time,
I was given the opportunity to have, I tried it at least once.
Yeah, one
but
time.
But never would I shoot up. I never
did.
I freebased. Yeah. I snorted everything. I snorted heroin. I freebased cokes. Oh. I've smoked crack. I've smoked meth. I freebased meth when I was 15 with my boyfriend's dad.
You're lucky. That's some rough shit. Meth is rough.
Yeah, I know. We were very, very, very crazy.
So, how old were you when you did heroin? Shot up heroin.
Maybe 25,
damn,
maybe.
So this is this late 60s, early 70s.
25, yeah, about 25. I did most of my drug experimental between 66 and 80.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because right about 80, that's... Good time to get out too, because right around 80s when they really, where they really ratcheted up that war on drugs.
Yeah,
you know,
fucking Reagan.
With Reagan, but there's a quote.
You know what's funny? In fifth grade, I won the. You remember Dare?
Mm-hmm.
I won the Dare essay contest for my class, and I got to like give my speech. In front of the whole school.
No
and I remember,
shit.
I have a picture of me, like, holding up my, you know, my
certificate,
award. And
yeah.
I was all, you know, I got a...
You was all proud.
I was so proud. Yeah, just, I mean, straight A's.
I read it somewhere
glasses,
out.
Nerdy little shit.
You know he read it somebody, yeah.
When I lived in
By the
park,
time I was in 10th grade, I had a boyfriend that was selling thousands of ecstasy pills.
I've been walking around with a joint in my ear. All afternoon.
Seriously? I saw it.
I forgot it. I was playing with my dog, and I stuck it in my ear when I was playing with my dog.
Really?
That was at 10 o'clock this morning.
What is it?
What do you mean, what is it? I don't know.
Whatever, yeah. Babe, you want to re-roll that for
me? Look at it.
Yeah. You need me to re-roll that for you?
Nah, it's fine.
It'll still smoke.
I'm used to smoking this
crap.
It
ain't going to smoke right, though.
Oh, believe me, it'll smoke right.
No,
it
looks
like
I
a back of woods. Y'all crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
so,
you must be some
I guess it was a fucking... Like, there's a quote from one of Reagan's... Or not Reagan, but Nixon's aides or whatever. About how, like, he literally... The war on drugs was literally started in the 70s so he could take out black people and hippies. That was the whole purpose of it.
Yeah, they wanted to get rid of...
That's what my roller does.
Oh, look at you.
Look at that. Every one of them. You brand new roller.
Show off.
I know. They look just like Steve's, don't they?
They do.
You couldn't tell the difference. Oh, white oak. Told you white.
There was...
I was like,
there.
Iron thorn, white oak.
We couldn't figure out the name.
We're like, it's got two birds.
Oh.
He's like, he probably doesn't know them anyway.
Nope, he don't. But yeah, it's just it's mind-boggling. It's still a thing.
Yep.
It's mind-boggling. Like I don't I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know what's going to happen if he gets reelected. Because it could happen. It'll probably be the exact same thing. Where it'll
it could popular. Happen.
It's gonna, if he gets but reelected, it's going to be another popular vote.
I don't think so.
If he does, it'll be because of the Electoral College.
I don't think so.
That's the only way.
It's not going to happen.
Well, it happened already.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen again.
That's what they say. They said it wouldn't happen the first time.
See, people didn't turn out because everybody, because, and this is because of the media. This is what, why we didn't have a big turnout. Oh, Hillary's 9 points ahead. Hillary's 13 points ahead. So a lot of people said, fuck it. She's way ahead. I'm not going to, I've had several people tell me this. I'm not going to go vote this morning. I ain't getting up early and going voting because Hillary's going to win.
A lot of people. It's already fixed. It's already rigged. Yeah.
Yeah. The cake was, the pie was already cooked. And, because my brother told me he didn't vote. I said, what? Well, I don't like Hillary. So you didn't vote? So every no vote, everybody that didn't vote, that's like a vote for Trump, as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
That's how I look at it. But the turnout is going to be probably one of the biggest turnouts for an election in our history. And women,
I don't even know if we're going to have an election.
And women.
To be honest with you.
And gay people are going to turn out like never before.
It's a long time before this happens. We have a year, right? We have just about a year before we find out who the fuck's the next president. There's a really good chance that we could be at war. And if we go to war again...
They'll keep Trump in.
We're not going to war. Americans are... As people, we're fed up with wars. We are.
We're still in the worst thing. Afghanistan.
That's why I say we're fed up with wars. Look at all the wounded warriors we're taking care of. It's costing trillions of dollars just to take care of them. America.
They're all coming back with fucked up.
Are fucked up and doing these shootings and shit.
I know.
Mm-hmm. No. The American people are fed up
for no goddamn reason. It's like
that war was a useless war.
I can't believe we're still in Afghanistan. Like, get the fuck out already.
First of all,
I don't know if you think you're gonna change them, but they are who they are. They're
don't get me wrong, and I don't want this to sound insensitive, but it wasn't like half a million people died in the World Trade Center. You know, 3,000 people.
Oh, okay. I was watching a documentary the other day, and they were where the survivors were talking about it and was showing the people that were jumping, and they were realizing that it wasn't furniture.
It was people. Yeah.
That were jumping, and it was showing the video. Yeah,
because there's kids that were there by a school. There's a school that's near Ground Zero.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but, so we went to war.
And killed how many people?
There's been
millions.
There's been huge discrimination against Muslims ever since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at all the Muslims we've killed.
They were already discriminated against.
But I mean, it's been ratchet.
Well, you know the whole reason
like the world looked at the Jews. Almost.
The reason why it's fucked up is because of the English went down to Iraq, Iran, all that, and kicked out the people that were ruling, put their own people in. That's how the whole thing got started.
Yep. And then when they left, they
Lawrence of Arabia. Look at that movie. That movie tells you how it started. That's a very true movie as far as the history of how this shit got started.
Oh, I've never seen it. It's an old movie, so
yeah. Believe me, they'll remake it.
I just can't believe they haven't already.
It's gonna be remade. They remade so much shit that was old.
Well, obviously, they have to.
Well, because nobody has any new stories.
Well. It's also, this whole art is a fucking, television is an art that has literally been around for a fraction of the time compared to books.
Oh, yeah. And it's really getting ready to explode.
Yeah. Yep. We're starting to see.
Look at all the different streaming channels you can get. Hulu, Vudu, Hoodoo.
That's what that Gary Vee talks about. He says everything is going to be on a fucking, a niche. Niche markets is what it's going to be. the world's going to be ruled by niche markets. So there'll be, each market will have, and that's where all the money is, on these niche markets.
Yeah, you're right.
In the future.
Oh, what up, Cut?
What up, Mike?
What are you, sleeping still?
What the hell? He's all kind of.
These things?
Is it a leak?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
It's a ceramic here.
Oh. What the fuck? What is that?
There's like five concentrated hits in this ceramic little...
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, here. You can touch it and everything. You just throw it in here.
You know what it looks like? This is how acid used to look.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
That's what I thought it was. Like, he's got a hit. He had an acid.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, or ecstasy or something.
Yeah, so you heat the bowl like you normally would, and then you cap it and hit it.
What?
Fucking weird.
The wax itself is in that ceramic little piece. It's been infused.
Oh, it's like a stone, like an oven stove.
Yes.
Because they're porous and they absorb
stuff. Absorb stuff, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute, though.
You might want to heat a little bit more.
Oh, it's one of them in there?
No, it's still going. There's a little temp.
There's one in there?
Yeah, there's one in there. That I got like one hit off of. So it should happen. Go ahead.
I think I'm good.
No, you can get another hit. You gotta heat it up, though.
Okay, I'm gonna get real on you right now. How safe is that, really?
Don't know.
He says, don't know.
That's a real ass answer.
Don't know. That's an honest answer.
Yeah.
When he starts growing horns, it's an honest hit. Then we'll know.
I think something would have happened to one of us by now.
No, this has got to be this is FDA proof. This is sold out of a depot.
Oh, okay.
Well, try it. It's going.
No, I'm good.
Hit it. Hit it.
I'm good. Try it.
Oh, go. Keep hitting it then if he's not going to hit it. Hit that bitch.
Hit that bitch. Yeah, I got to get out of here.
It's got to be capped.
I've got to drive. I hit that thing, I won't be leaving for next hour.
Okay. It ain't that fucking tough.
That's a good 20 minutes.